1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I just saw this Andy Williams, this kid, Charles Andrew Williams. He was in court here just a minute ago. I saw his picture on television, and they had some live feed from San Diego County, I guess is where they're doing the arraignment. This is the kid accused of shooting up his school there in Santee the other day. And the newsman said the father wasn't in the courtroom, the mother wasn't in the courtroom. If you look at this kid, I don't know what it is. For some reason, I feel sorry for this kid. Where's that Klebold piece of crap? I couldn't have cared about those guys. What is that? I bet you a lot of people feel the same way that I do. I don't know. Bobby Dooley is with the Western Estates Parent Teachers Association, and we bring her on to talk about this. I know you're the mother of three boys, Bobby, and you're probably, your heart must just absolutely ache, I would think, for these families and for the family that family of this boy.
You know something, Phil? We do very much. Our hearts go out to this young man and to the young man's family. I don't know whether you wanted to play my music or not. And
yeah, I just got the word from Melissa that we needed to put your music up, so.
Because I really just would rather have it.
Okay, and do
the intro.
Okay, this is Southern California Lifestyles now. With Bobby Dooley.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley, and welcome to Southern California Lifestyles. Today we're going to talk about the Santee shootings.
Do you need to sound...
What?
I mean, you don't want to... Can we kill the mute? All right, just...
Go ahead and turn it down.
Just turn the music down.
What?
Well, I think it's inappropriate. Go ahead.
I don't know what you're referring to. I don't hear the music.
Is that enough music? We're talking about the Santee shootings. I don't think it's appropriate.
All right.
So go ahead with the statement you wanted to make.
All right. While we deplore the recent shootings in Santee and elsewhere of school students, and while our hearts go out to the victims' families, let's not forget what's really at stake here, Phil, and that is the loss of our freedom. And by that, I mean the gun control lobby. We cannot allow the gun control lobby to strip our Second Amendment rights away from us. My husband, Steve, is very fond of saying, guns don't kill people, people kill people. What could be more appropriate? We thank God every day that our three sons, Seth, Dylan, and Justin, would never think to do something as destructive as take a gun to school. We do have a gun safe in our home. My husband keeps a variety of weapons in it. And we never have to keep it locked because our boys got the message very early, you don't go near the gun safe when we're not home. But that's our family. We're fortunate. We raised our boys to respect private property. And we raised our boys to respect private life.
Bobby, can I interrupt?
Certainly so.
What about other families that have raised their children?
Well, I don't know how many of them there are. I know that other families have a hard time controlling their boys, and other families have a hard time controlling their children. This boy in Santee, I'm really curious how often this boy was disciplined. My husband believes probably not too often, and there's an old saying, spare the rod, spoil the child. And I wonder, this boy relocated from back east. I don't know how often he got just a good old-fashioned whipping. And one of the things...
Well, you're talking now about corporal punishment and what that can do and whether or not it works. Did it work with your kids?
Well, we do not have to strike our children, Phil. Again, I have to emphasize, our boys are really not a part of this discussion because our boys are... really rather exceptional. They're in the top 1 percentile of the Iowa basic skills tests. They're in the top 1 percentile of their classes. They're very intelligent boys. They would never, ever go into Steve's gun safe. Now, I'm talking about the overwhelming majority of the children who are the children of the people who listen to your program. And they are, to my mind, at risk.
And okay, so what do you do? You say that you do not want your Second Amendment rights trampled on. You don't want to have gun control. You don't want to keep guns necessarily under a lock and key. So what is the answer?
Phil, the answer is very simple. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. We need more of a deterrent. We need stiffer jail sentences. We need more monitoring. You shouldn't be able to buy a gun unless you're over 18. And only then, a 12-day waiting period. We really feel this goes a long way toward keeping the guns out of the hands of these criminals. And
do you think that a 12-day waiting period, do you think that an 18-year-old age limit, do you think that would have kept a gun out of this kid's hands in Santee?
I think it's a good start, Phil. I really do. I think we should have had stiffer jail sentences.
And then, well, what stiff jail sentence is going to keep this kid? What's stiffer than the gas chamber?
I think we need to have the gas chamber plus 20 years in prison. In other words, if you could keep them in prison for 20 years and then gas them, if you could stiffer jail, I don't know. My husband has all the details. I don't know. I just know that keeping guns out of people's hands, and I know you're one of these gun control people, Mr. Andre. I don't think that's the answer.
All right. Well, I'm not one of those gun control people necessarily. I have never said how I feel. I don't know how stiffer jail time is going to keep what happened in Santee from happening. Bobby Dooley is with us.
Well, this, Phil, is really my segment, and it's Southern California Lifestyle, so I don't see where you get off.
I'm expressing an opinion.
But I think it's rude.
All right, well, I don't mean to be rude. I'm going to give the number here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, president of the Parent Teachers Association of Western Estates, with the claim that stiffer jail time and a longer waiting period is going to keep what happened in Santee from happening. Also, you say that your boys aren't the kind of guys that have to be, your kids aren't going to take a gun to school.
No, never.
How do you know?
Phil, my boys are very, very special. They're very, very special boys.
How do you know your husband's got an unlocked gun safe in the house?
My boys were told to stay away from that.
But how do you know that one day they won't go into that gun safe, take a gun, go to school, and blow somebody away?
Because we discipline our boys, Phil. Because we do believe in corporal punishment. And I believe that a child that has lost his boundaries needs to reestablish those boundaries. And the way to do that is just with a good old-fashioned flogging or a flaying or beating. And that way, a child is going to know his boundaries. Thinking about abuse.
You're talking about taking the switch, taking them out to the woodshed.
That's right. I think that keeps a boy from bringing a gun into the boys' room. And my boys come from a good home. They're not like a lot of the other families out there. And God forbid he should be like any one of these people. What city was it?
What?
Where the boy was?
Santee.
My husband says that that's down in a part of San Diego County where there's a lot of blue-collar people and a lot of one-parent families. So
I don't know anything about Santee. I don't think you should care. I understand it's a very nice community. You know?
Well, I don't know. My understanding is there's a lot of blue-collar, one-parent families.
The point being, though, that there is a definite difference of opinion as to whether gun control or... Never mind.
You sound frustrated.
I'm a little frustrated, yes, listening to you with the thing and with keep guns out of the hands and everything else of the kids. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley on to tell us that stiffer jail time, longer waiting periods, then you don't have these kids shooting up schools. Also, her sons would never do anything like this, even though her husband, and she said it, her husband keeps an unlocked gun safe in the house. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We have Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization on the phone. We're talking about the very, very tragic events in Santee, which basically, Bobby, you're saying the main culprit is the fact that the kids just didn't have any discipline, and that he came from a one-parent home, and that it was generally a blue-collar community.
I am not indicting that community.
Well, you did. You did say Santee, one-collar, you know, blue-collar, one-parent family homes, and you said that the kid, a kid who receives regular beatings.
I said a child who receives a boundary-establishing flaying, yes.
And I don't know what a boundary-establishing flaying is. Is that...
That is just a switch out in the woodshed. And what happened to those days? You know,
and you do not believe in keeping the guns necessarily out of a kid's hands. You believe in stiffer penalties.
I think good old-fashioned stiffer penalties, stiffer jail time, and a longer waiting period will keep this kind of thing from happening. Also, trigger locks and ammunition guards. I also believe that there should be you should have to have a license to own a gun. And that, I think, is going to keep tragedies like what happened in Littleton and Santee from happening. If we can license these people. And
I see. So if the kid had a license, he wouldn't have done it.
I don't think... You know, in other words, you're making fun of me. Is that it?
Well, you listen to yourself.
You know, Phil, I don't want to be talked to that. The one surefire way...
Look, Bobby, I don't mean to disrespect you. Give the kid a license and that...
The one surefire way to keep your kid out of the family gun safe is to tell your child, no, those are daddy's guns. You don't touch. And let me tell you something, that'll go a long way.
Well, maybe if they're young enough, I don't know. Here is Doris. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Doris, hello.
Yes.
Go ahead, Doris.
Okay, I want to say that the lady that was just on, she has problems that she's not aware of. She talks about her kids, my kids are good kids, my kids are good kids.
Yes, they are. They're very good kids.
But I think that you are wearing blinders. And I also think that perhaps you have a husband problem due to the fact that you say, well, my husband has all the details.
My husband says that guns kill, people kill people, guns don't kill people.
That's true, but that's an old cliche from a way back.
Well, my husband has really feels that what that boy in Santee needed was a boundary-reinforcing flogging.
No, I don't agree
know?
With that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cruel to think that kids need... I raised three boys, none of which were ever in trouble, and I can honestly say that they never, ever, ever got a beating.
Oh, well, I'm not talking about your boys.
They were disciplined. Yeah,
well,
you're talking about your boys.
My
boys have all got college degrees. They all have their own homes. Never one.
Oh, absolutely. No, but my boys,
but
your boys and my boys don't need it. I'm talking about all, you've seen these families, I'm sure.
You've got bigger problems than what you're aware of, and you may not know it, but your kids and your attitude are going to both come back to haunt you.
You know, Doris,
that boy in Tempe, I don't believe, was... What?
No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
A boy in Tempe, he may have had a rough childhood.
That wasn't Tempe, ma'am. That was Santee, California.
Oh,
where was it, Phil?
Santee, that's correct.
In Santee.
Is that in Arizona?
That's in California, Southern California.
Tempe is in Arizona,
Tempe,
my mistake.
Yeah, Doris, Tempe is, I believe it's outside of Phoenix.
That's correct.
My husband
said that I was wrong.
My husband
which
just told
me. Which is probably more than you'll ever admit that you were ever wrong. However, let me tell you something. You can't go around with an attitude of I'm perfect, my husband's perfect, my kids are perfect, without having a great fall. And I hope that you realize where you're headed, because when the fall comes, it's going to be a big one, and it's going to be a hard one.
Well, Doris, if I could make this comment, my husband has often said that you would have to pry his gun from his dead cold fingers.
That's beg your pardon?
You would have to pry his gun from his dead cold fingers? Have you heard that said?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My husband says that. And I really understand that. It's really kind of, it's neat.
I don't know how old your boys
mm-hmm.
are,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that you have guns and you don't keep them locked up, that
mm-hmm.
is not only, that is very, very irresponsible.
Well, I think it's really important, though, to understand that the boy from, and I'm sorry, Phil, where is it?
Santee, California.
He lived in an apartment. And you know, Doris, you know, any child raised in an apartment, that's a bomb ready to blow.
No, that's
any
not
child,
true.
Oh, any child raised.
That's not true. I think not only are you
mm-hmm.
wearing blinders, but you're a very prejudiced
mm-hmm.
woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not everybody
mm-hmm.
can live in a home.
My husband.
Not in a fancy
well, we have,
home.
Yeah, we
and
have six.
A fancy home does
mm-hmm.
not mean that the kids are not going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you heard
mm-hmm.
from the better side of town and the kids
mm-hmm.
have gotten into very serious trouble?
I think
I think you've got a problem, lady.
You know, my husband says that our boys are really smart and ambitious, and they would never
what
do anything.
What do you say?
I'm sorry?
What do you say? You know, not what your husband says, but what do you think? Are you a lone thinker?
I don't understand what she means, Phil.
What do you think?
What do I think about what? I'm sorry.
What do you think? You said, what does your husband think? We know what your husband thinks. What do you think?
My husband has always been, we're Christians, and we believe that, I don't understand.
Okay,
what do you think?
My problem
mm-hmm.
with your
mm-hmm.
Dissertation is
mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Wait, Doris, hold on. What do you think, Bobby, about this? Not what your husband thinks. What do you think?
Phil, we believe in Corinthians, which says that the husband is the representation of... Well, hold on, Steve.
What?
They want to know what I think.
Well, tell them we're Christians, Phil.
I don't want to talk to you, Steve. I want to talk to your wife. Look, Doris, thanks for calling. I want to talk to your wife, Steve.
What? About what?
What she thinks.
What do I think?
What do you think?
Steve, what do you think?
Never mind what he thinks.
You got to yell at my wife.
I don't want to yell at it. Look, hold on for a minute. Look, I don't want to yell at anybody. I want to know what your wife thinks. Where are you guys anyway?
We're at Stucky's. Right now, I'm getting the pecan pie.
We're in the parking lot, Phil.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Let me go to Alan. Alan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just called in to make a comment about their
mm-hmm.
the condescending attitude that Ms.
Mm-hmm.
Dooling is displaying on your radio show. She's interrupting with the thing, which is
very rude.
I'm
listening to everything people are saying.
Yeah, but you're interrupting by saying that. And
I
wanted to say was that you don't know what's going to happen
mm-hmm.
when your sons are angry.
Mm-hmm.
Some boy has stolen his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He knows there's a gun that he can get to. His emotions and his testosterone.
Not my boys.
Get
no.
the mixing. Do your boys have testosterone?
Yes, of course.
Do your boys have emotion?
Of course they do.
You're not a boy. You don't know how these things mix and how volatile they can be.
My boys are disciplined.
I was disciplined.
Mm,
I was getting ready to shoot somebody because they were getting ready to shoot my dog. You don't know what's going to happen in
life.
But
you were raised in an apartment, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
How do you know where he was raised?
I was in a house.
You were in a house?
Yes, I was raised in a house all my life.
That's unusual. That's unusual.
It's the truth.
Well, I'd say something here about the fact that you may be African-American, and that might have something to do with it.
Now, what has that got to do with it?
We live in a 6-bedroom house on 2 acres. See?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. With me is Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, talking about this horror in Santee and across the country, these kids shooting each other. You say that your three sons live in a house where your husband has an unlocked gun safe.
That's right, yeah.
And you don't worry about a thing.
We don't really, Phil, because our children have been disciplined. The only discipline problem we had, our youngest son, Seth, had an incident with a neighbor's dog, and we had him looked at. The doctor recommended antidepressants, and we have had him on antidepressant medication for a year. So we take care of the problem as it occurs.
What did your son do?
He smothered some puppies. A neighbor's dog had some puppies, and he smothered them.
Oh my God!
It really scared us. It really did. But we did take him to a doctor, and the doctor felt that this medication would be good for him. So we're good, and we're getting better. And the reason why we're getting better is because when those boys go near that gun safe, we say to them, "No, you don't go. No, 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 no," and they get the message.
Do you think that no, no, no would have helped this kid in Santee?
I wonder, Phil, if that boy was told, no, you may not go into the gun safe and load a gun. I wonder.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Sam, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. To say, I think this your guess is off base
mm-hmm.
with this,
mm-hmm.
with her comment about her sons are so above this. How old are her sons?
My boys are 13, 11, and 10.
But that has nothing to do with where you were raised and how you were raised.
Mm-hmm.
The kid in Columbine was from a wealthy family, a two-parent family.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that goes on in people's lives that sometimes we don't know for what reason.
I wondered if
you can't categorically to say that your son is above all this. You don't know that. I pray.
My boys, why would
your son
my boys?
Never do anything like this? And I think you would be totally devastated.
But why would
because
my boys do that?
I think you let your husband, sound like your husband do more to communicate and you're just a good listening.
I'm sorry? What'd you say?
I said, I think when you listen to your comments, where your lack of information, where you say your husband have all your information, seem like you're dependent on him to tell you everything instead of knowing for yourself.
Well, my son Seth smothered four puppies at our home.
And you don't see anything wrong with that.
Right.
You don't think that maybe possibly that he can grow up if he have access to a gun.
What?
Smothering puppies, what if someone messed with him in school when he gets to be 15 or 16?
Well, I think that's just youthful.
He don't have the capacity to go off and go into your unlocked gun safe and do the same thing.
I think it's just youthful enthusiasm. He smothered some puppies.
No, that's not youthful. That's not youthful enthusiasm. I was a youth, and I never wanted to smother puppies.
But you never wanted to. But then, maybe you never wanted to go on a roller coaster.
I was in the military. I was in the military. I was in the military.
Wait a minute. Wait. You got your son on antidepressants, right?
Of course.
Okay, so now you got a boy in the house on antidepressants and an unlocked gun safe.
He will never do it. Don't even go there, Phil. He did it because one of the puppies scratched him. It was understandable. My husband says we take care of our own.
Oh,
and
please. Lady, I feel sorry for you because you really seem to be out of touch with reality.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pray for you that your son, maybe if he missed a dose of his drugs, that he doesn't get into that gun case and go kill someone.
Because if he missed
a dose of his drugs and someone says something to him that's out of character, or maybe just touch him that he doesn't like, then he's going to go to the gun case and shoot him just because he doesn't have his medication.
Did you did not smother any puppies?
No. I never had the urge to hurt anyone.
Were
I'm 47
able,
years old.
Were you able to afford a puppy as a child? Or
I had several dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And for your information, I have two kids, and I stay in the same situation that you are.
Mm-hmm.
So don't sit up here and try. See, when you things doesn't go your way, you try to revert to the old antics that, oh, you must be poor. You're so disillusioned. I really feel sorry for you.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you well.
What about these children that are raised in apartments? I don't understand
that. I know plenty of people that are raised in apartments, going on to make college and, and go mm-hmm. look at the Supreme Court justice.
Do
they were raised in apartments.
Do you think they go
What's
to
wrong
private,
with that?
What about, do you think they go to private schools? Because the public school system...
Oh, come on, will you? Public school system this, and...
How many of these... You know, he doesn't need to go to the gun safe to get a gun. Each boy has his own 22
please,
caliber
please,
pistol.
Please.
Okay, look.
Phil,
yeah,
I enjoy
Sam,
your show.
Thank you,
and
sir.
Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll continue
mm-hmm.
to listen, but your guess is really
mm-hmm.
out of touch.
All right, thank you, sir, for your call. Each boy has his own 22 caliber pistol.
That is for target practice. And they are told, no, no, no. You see, Phil, there is no discipline. And there is no real good old-fashioned, let's take the kid out behind a shed and drop his pants and let's go to work. There is none of that because we don't have a society that's responsible.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley from the Parent Teachers Organization of Western Estates on to say that this kid in Santee obviously wasn't given regular beatings, otherwise he wouldn't do that.
And my husband, Phil, says you can't hurt a fly with a .22 caliber. And it's for squirrel shooting and small target.
Yeah, okay. Keep telling yourself that. Here is Rick on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just heard a little bit of that last part of the conversation
mm-hmm.
in regards to the the switch deal. And
mm-hmm.
I probably was raised in that era where, you know,
mm-hmm.
the paddlings were frequent and often.
You bet.
And it did discipline me to respect a lot of things.
That's right.
But that's not going to control your child's mental stability.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
mm-hmm.
say for a fact that your child would go and get teased like...
Well, was this boy ever paddled? We don't know.
Yeah.
And I think a good paddling...
The kid in Santee, if he would have gotten a good paddling, he just would have been cool.
I think so.
Here is Doug on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Doug?
I have to say,
mm-hmm.
Ma'am,
mm-hmm.
you are so out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, let me give you a little of my background.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a son of a
mm-hmm.
military family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I've lived in homes, I've lived
mm-hmm.
in apartments,
mm-hmm.
I've even lived in trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm a Christian boy.
Were you raised in an apartment?
I've been raised in a little bit of everything, man.
Okay.
The military family
mm-hmm.
moves around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you're stereotyping. Why don't you just get on the radio?
Did you have a single family, single parent family?
No, ma'am.
Were you in a single family?
No, ma'am. Not personally, no. But I've had many of friends
so there
that
was
have
more than one
had
family?
Any problems.
Was there more than one family living in the apartment?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, you said you were.
So,
I don't understand.
No, well,
you said it was not a single family.
Okay, hush for a minute.
Well,
let me have my chance. Okay, let me have my chance.
That's
you interrupt
not very,
a lot.
You know, you're
okay.
not very Christian.
I'm not very Christian.
No, you
now,
told me
you
to
get
shut
that?
Up. You told me to
okay,
shut
you're,
up.
You're getting off
no,
the block.
No, but you're telling me to shut up.
I'm asking
and
for
you,
my chance
he
to talk.
He asked for his opportunity to speak. And
he said, shush up.
Okay, now, I apologize for that misinterpretation.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this.
Mm.
Okay, you spend a lot of time not listening... Except for to your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a Christian.
My
okay?
husband
I am
says
a Christian.
That you'll have to pry his cold, dead hands off of his gun.
Okay. Tell me this. Okay. Just common sense
mm-hmm.
would tell you to keep the gun locked just in case. What if somebody else came into the house? What if your kids
we
were
keep
upset?
Our house
what if you
locked.
Didn't?
We don't allow people in our home unless we know them.
How many houses are robbed with
Did
locked doors?
Did you ever
doors?
Smother a puppy? I want to be really... Let's get down to it.
I've never wanted to smother a puppy, no. And I have had a few dogs, yeah.
All right, okay. Well, I think that's kind of youthful enthusiasm.
Youthful enthusiasm?
Mm-hmm.
That is a major problem.
That's a mental
thinking.
Disturbance. Smothering a puppy is part of the homicidal triangle of bedwetting and arson, okay? And
if you're a Christian, you wouldn't have told me to shush. What
ma'am.
Did Jesus do? WWJD. WWJD. My husband says that kids raised in apartments and trailers shoot up schools and nuns. See?
I'm listening.
Okay.
Okay, now
okay,
that,
Bobby,
now that
we got to be getting back to the planet Earth here. And
well, Phil,
okay, it was interesting for the first half hour. Schools and nuns. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. All right, so there goes Bobby. She's going to, I don't know what she's going to do, man. Go down and make sure that gun safe is wide open down there, Bobby, for your fine little boy Seth on his antidepressants. See, all he did was smother a puppy. What's this? Is that any reason to take away his 22? Oh, four puppies. Okay. What is he, Sal Mineo and Rebel Without a Cause? He smothered four puppies, so that's no reason to take away his 22. And by the way, if you haven't noticed, and I'm sure you have, and maybe you haven't identified it, we are now in the full predictable groove of what happens in America, and that is the copycat groove. We're now full into the wheelhouse of that. See, there's all these concerned people on television right now talking about what we can do, and look at all these school shootings, and what, you know, they're freaking out, and they don't understand, and why the kid in Pennsylvania, there's another one in Williamsport, there's one here in San Diego, you know the story. And what can we do, okay? Right now, what we're in is what America does best. It's called the copycat mode. See, we have a country full of people that are in such desperate need of lives and in such desperate need of some creative thinking that they don't know what to do other than what everybody else does. When they're frustrated, well, they just go right out and they do the monkey see, monkey do thing. They do the copycat mode. It was prevalent in Los Angeles in the 80s with the freeway shootings. One guy did it, then 50 people were doing it. When people were throwing rocks off of freeway overpasses, one guy did it, then 50 people do it. When somebody put poison in Tylenol, one guy did it, and 50 other people did it. And now and then remember when Lorena Bobbitt cut off her husband's penis? Do you realize that we had guys, after that happened, doing it to themselves? Since the losers that would do that kind of thing, they couldn't attract a female fly if they were dead, so they didn't have any women in their lives. They just started cutting off their own penises. And now we have the school shooting thing, and since you're dealing with kids, and with all due respect to the fine young teens out there, many of whom listen to this show, much to my consternation, by the way, they're just about the most predictable people in the world when it comes to peer pressure. They see some other kids shoot somebody. Well, they're going to go out and shoot somebody. That's America. That's what we do. We spend so much time talking about Yankee ingenuity and what a country of individuals and original thinkers we are. Well, sure, that's a handful of people. See, we love to take credit for the Herman Melvilles, for the Jonas Salks. We love to take credit for the Jackie Robinsons. We love to think that we live in a country filled with people like that. Point of fact, all of those guys, every time they're coming up, all they do is take crap from the rest of us. In fact, Herman Melville, had there been, I don't know, how quick can you load a musket? If before he written Moby Dick, he might have taken a gun to his school. Thomas Edison, there's a guy that was abused by kids when he was growing up. He went out and he invented the light bulb. Had there been an unlocked gun safe in his house... And now this poor kid in Santee, whose parents don't even have the common decency to show up for the kid's hearing. Now, maybe they got delayed. Maybe the old man couldn't make it from where, I don't know. But the boy was all alone, and I said at the beginning of the hour, I don't know why I feel sorry for this kid and not those two pieces of crap in Littleton, that Dylan, whatever the hell that guy was. Those two guys should only freaking die, should only be burning in hell. This kid, for some reason, I feel sorry for him. He looks like a poor, pathetic putz, which is exactly probably what the kids called him when he was in school. Well, you know what? In life, you have to accept what you are. Maybe he was a putz. Maybe he was a nerd. Maybe he was a geek. Maybe he was a dork. Read it and weep, Jack. That's what you are. That's what I was. I was skinny. I had pimples. I couldn't get a freaking date to save my life. It was the Cosmopolitan bra ads for me, man. That was as close as I got to a hot Friday night, the brassiere ads in Vogue. My mom's fashion magazines. That was me. I took abuse. I had girls laughing at me. You know, my friends, everybody. I went out, I got a gun, and I shot six of them at a dance, and it just was liberating. I don't know what to say. But other than that, But here in America, because there is truly no original thinking other than that that is practiced by those courageous few of whoever they are that do it, we are all a bunch of copycats. And so when somebody goes out and shoots somebody at a school, now we got ourselves, now we're in the wheelhouse, now we're in the slipstream, now we are in the hot groove of the copycat. So these school shootings, you might as well just settle back, relax, take your shoes off, put your feet up. Put your hands behind your back, you know, make yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a drink, because this is going to go on now for a few weeks, whether you like it or not. Because the kids are pissed, because there's a few freaks out there, because there's a couple of kids out there that are dorks and can't live with it, can't deal with it, don't have an adult in their life that can help them deal with it. So they saw some other kid get a gun, they're going to do the same thing. It's not if, it's when. Because on top of everything else, we don't even have an original way of committing a freaking crime around this country anymore. What happened to the original guys like Charles Manson, anyway? Oh, you mean he's in prison? What happened to the days of Jack the Ripper? Real original thinkers. Where's the mad bomber of Kansas City when we need him? Where's the Unabomber? Jeez, even those skinheads and Nazis, those guys are freaking boring. The Klan with the, you know, get a new act, will you? Do something original. Seriously, Craig and I were just talking about this. Are you sick and tired of living in this country or not? I mean, come on, be honest. Don't start waving the flag on me. Be honest. Haven't you just about had a belly full of this pit? Haven't you? Oh, you can't have it any better anywhere else in the world. You want to bet? I've traveled the rest of the world. How many of you guys have? Oh, this is the greatest country in the world. Bull crap. As much as I can't stand the frogs, hell, I'll move to Paris. I walk down a city alley, 3 o'clock in the morning with my wife. Nobody would even think of touching her. That's the streets of Paris. As much as we can't stand those arrogant French, that's their country. But in this hole, in this slaughterhouse, in this butcher shop, in this godforsaken pit of, I don't know what this is anymore. This isn't a country. This is a collection of sociopaths, psychopaths, a lot of pious, sanctimonious ass. Leather wearing in the summertime ass. Freaking disgusting. Absolute. And all we love to pat ourselves on the back. Well, it's still the greatest, and our flag, and even the Canadians right now, I would take that over this. I would move to Mexico in a heartbeat. And I know what you say. Well, then why don't you, Phil? Because I make a damn good living here. And I make a damn good living here making fun of all of you guys that won't do anything about it. Because I know what you're saying. You're the talk show host. Why don't you do something? That's not my job. No. No, no. You ain't getting off that easy. You're not getting off that. That ain't the Phil Hendry show, and that shouldn't be what the rest of us do. I'm not going to give you any answers. Get up off your dead can and find the answers yourself. Turn the freaking radio off. Turn the TV off. Go talk to your kid, man. Go to a PTA meeting for a change. Instead of watching Married with Children, go to a PTO meeting. I understand those are the new ones. Go to a city council meeting. Have yourself a beer. Shoot some pool. Go swimming.